Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle has debuted a recommended budget for the new fiscal year. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the spending plan unveiled at an Assembly Finance Committee meeting last night attempts to hold the line on operating expenses and cover some deferred maintenance while keeping property taxes under the tax revenue cap.
The mayor says the budget he and his staff have put together anticipates both minimal funding from the state and a growing need to catch up on years of deferred maintenance. And so to accommodate those and other fiscal challenges, he proposes to spread the pain around as equally and fairly as possible.
This budget incorporates a balanced approach to solving our fiscal constraints. There are a number of things in it that are not popular, and it's going to generate a number of negative comments from the public.
Castle's recommended budget anticipates revenues of just over $160 million in the coming fiscal year. That's about $5 million, or 3.3% less than last year's revised budget. So he says money will be tight, and that's why he's proposing to reduce the local contribution to the school district, trim services, and increase fees while hiking the property tax mill rate.
There is a 0.62 mill rate increase. Still below the average mill rate that we've had for the last 23 years.
The part of the mayor's budget that's generated the most heat so far relates to his proposed 10-year plan to begin catching up on years of deferred maintenance on borough facilities. He says the borough should be investing at least $50 million a year to maintain its $1 billion worth of infrastructure. But he concedes his recommended budget proposes just enough to begin chipping away at that backlog.
We've allocated $5 million and change.
Castle also proposes to reduce the backlog by demolishing some of the borough's most costly to maintain structures. He plans to kickstart that part of the plan with an ordinance that he'll formally introduce to the Assembly next week. The measure would appropriate more than $2.7 million from this year's budget to work on three structures and demolish two others, including the Mary Cy Recreation Center.
The cost of operating this facility with the amount of maintenance that it needs both right away and in long term, does not justify trying to do that.
The mayor proposes to knock down Mary Cy this year and request voters' approval of a ballot measure this fall to issue bonds to finance construction of an aquatic center. That facility, estimated to cost $35 million, would replace Mary Cy and the Hammy Pool, which also will need to be demolished within a few years.
It's less money to build a new aquatic center than to replace those two pools, or even continue maintaining those.
Castle's budget is expected to be formally introduced to the Assembly later this month. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
The waning winter has left behind above normal snow and below average ice in the interior, both potential factors as breakup nears. National Weather Service senior hydrologist Karen Indris says ice measurements taken earlier this week on Fairbanks area lakes ranged between 25 and 30 inches, well thinner than normal.
We are at about 80% of normal.
Indris says river ice measurements are more variable, but also mostly down.
The scatter on ice measurements is high, but as a general rule right now, we're looking at pretty thin ice in most locations.
The Yukon River ice at Eagle measured 40 inches this week, just slightly below average, while the Tanana River at Nanana came in well below average at 20 inches. Indris notes that river ice measurements can vary by where a hole is drilled, but that this year's generally thinner ice reflects a relatively warmer winter.
Our ice thickness correlates heavily with what we call freezing degree days, basically a measure of how cold it is for how many days. And we are pretty low on those.
Snow cover has a mixed effect, insulating ice from both warmth and cold, and this winter brought abundant snowfall to areas of the interior, especially here in Fairbanks.
150 to, in some places, as much as 200% of normal.
National Weather Service climatologist Rick Toman says the deep accumulation is similar to last year and, again, holds a lot of water, which can play into breakup if there is abrupt warming.
Solid can produce significant problems.
The scenario resulted in catastrophic ice jam floods on the Yukon River at Eagle in 2009 and at Galena in 2013. Toman says the current forecast indicates gradual warming this month, a trend that facilitated a mellow breakup in the interior last year. And finally tonight, it is a sure sign of spring. The first Canada geese have shown up at Creamer's Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge in Fairbanks. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Mark Ross says he was greeted by the sound of the birds as he arrived for work at the Creamer's Field farmhouse early this morning.
I've got three microphones around the farmhouse here that give me outdoor sound inside. As soon as I stepped in the door at about 8:02, I heard the geese honking through my microphones. I ran outside. They circled around for a few minutes and touched down at 8:04 a.m.
Ross says the early April arrival is a continuing trend of geese coming a little sooner each year. He also says areas have been plowed of snow and volunteers will spread grain to feed migrating geese and other birds. For more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.